roller coaster ride, journey of an intern to a director. So I joined EY back in 2010 as an audit intern. I was fresh out of school and very eager to learn. After qualifying, I spent close to 1 year with the audit department, and then I moved to Flipkart in Bangalore in 2014. It was a big shift for me. A new city, new place, new people, away from family and out of my comfort zone. I was, of course, very scared, but yes, it was a great, valuable experience for me. In 2015, I returned to EY, but this time in the transactions team as an associate. And fast forward to today, I'm a director with the same team. I'm like working across work streams along with a lot of people and collaborating with amazing people. On my personal front also, EY has been special in more than one way. I also met my life partner here. So Rohit and I, both of us interned together back in 2010-11, and now we've been married for close to four and a half years. So yes, I would say it's been quite a journey, both personally and professionally. And I'm grateful for everything along the way. So till 2013, it was more like focusing on your studies, passing CA in first go. So it was all about focusing only on studies. And then there was nothing around the corporate world. But when I moved to Flipkart in 2014, I understood what actually corporate world meant. And there was a lot of buzz around mergers and acquisition as well. I got to hear words like funding, startup, investment, private equity, strategic players, adjusted EBITDA, valuation consideration, a lot of things. And that really excited me. So that is when I really wanted to give it a try. I did my homework. I did a deep dive into what transactions actually meant. I understood what numbers meant. It was not plain numbers, but what numbers actually means to a business and to an investor. And personally, I also enjoy solving the puzzles behind the numbers. So that really excited me. Along with that, I also got a broad exposure. So in terms of like talking to various people, client, stakeholders, so a lot of things involved, and also my love for travel. So that is really that excited me. I agree, it's been a very challenging role, but yes, it's been exciting too. So I would say it's a really interesting role, especially if you enjoy solving problems or working with data. Of course, it does require focus and a way of learning that is structured and flexible both. But again, I would say no 2 days are the same, and that is what keeps it going. For that matter, for any young woman or a man who would want to join transaction diligence practice or any other profession that is seen as tough, I would say don't hold back. You just need to stay up, stay curious, ask the right questions, be open to learning. This is all that matters. And yes, if you're open to questions, you'll be able to manage everything that comes your way. So honestly, when I had started out, there were not many women around. It was just how things were. There were questions, unspoken ones, whether women would be able to manage the workload or find the right balance. But yes, over the time, I've seen things changing. A lot of women have come up. They know how to manage their time or workload, and rather it's more about how you show up or how you communicate as to what you need. And yes, the number of females in my team has been growing, and that's been nice to see. So I see work-life balance more like a switch. You should know when to turn it on and when to switch off. It's about being fully present at the moment, be it work or be it outside work. And I feel planning ahead of time and setting your priorities very clearly helps you manage things. But for me, honestly, I'm still figuring out what work-life balance means. And it's not been easy with a one-year-old at home who's actually taking away most of my free time, but in the best possible way. Of course, it's very important to know that doing everything in one go is not what balance means. It's about knowing that what needs your attention and when. It's a conscious effort, but yes, that makes you feel productive. Again, how I have been managing my work life is planning ahead of time, and of course the flexibility that EY has to offer. that played a very big role in my life. And yes, keeping my communication very open with my team has helped me manage my work-life balance. And honestly, the support from my family has also been a very big reason as to how I have been able to manage my work-life balance. It's not about getting a perfect balance every day, but yes, doing one thing at a time. So it really feels nice that the work we do actually helps our clients take better decisions. It's rewarding to know that yes, we help them navigate through the challenges and make better decisions. It feels great that yes, we are also a part of their success and a small puzzle in the entire transaction scenario. I love the problem-solving aspect as well. Every project comes with its own set of challenges, be it tight timelines or unexpected issues. These things really push me to be more creative and work closely with my team, and in that case, it feels really energizing. Being involved in my team's learning and development and diversity efforts is really what ties into my own personal growth. For one, it keeps me constantly learning, be it fresh ideas or new skills, that actually keeps me flexible and ready for whatever challenges that might come up. It also gives me a chance to connect with people with varied experiences and background. And for that reason, that kind of an exposure helps open my mind and helps me grow both personally and professionally. And honestly, helping build a positive and inclusive environment where my people feel more valued is really important to me. Seeing my colleagues feel valued, supported, motivated makes me feel that my work has become more meaningful and fulfilling.